up to Hey, on Reish Ayin Aleph. Okay. K'she'enem madlik b'pesach ha'binyan, yadlik b'chalon diroso. Okay, so if you're not lighting at the, we're talking about the, like in a, an apartment, you don't light there, so at the entrance, you should light at your window. Af imhu gavoa l'mala me'asimam. Even if it's large, higher than 20 amos, right? So we know there are a few things that we don't do more than 20 amos. Sukkah, Eruv, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and Chanukah as well. So you're not looking up there. In the, that's where we'll pick it up from the test. See the test, the Dvar Halacha? So you have, yeah? Yeah? Okay. No, actually, maybe Yud. That's what we'll pick it up. So, Uhamadlik bechalon reshoi lahaniach haneros gam al hasorgim hakavuim bechalon. So, in the base of Migdash, you had a thing called the sorig, right? That was this wall that divided. In modern Hebrew, you know the bars that you put on your windows to prevent the bad guys from getting in? Those are the, as a sorig, the sorgim. So, I'm imagining that it might be curved at the bottom or something like that. In other words, if the bars are going straight down across, like, you know, Brooklyn or something like that, I'm not sure exactly how you'd be able to place them. If you'd have something to be shaped in this manner, you could put the menorah here, and then that might be what he's referring to here. But he says you could put them in, even though it's technically off the wall of the house. That wouldn't be a problem. You have many different windows. You should light in the window that you're going to get the most. Sometimes you have a corner property, or sometimes you have bushes that are covering. Not sure exactly which one. Some people do drive by. They'll drive past their house and look to see which window would have the most persumanisa for them. Okay, yeah. All right, so let's do the next one. That was Yud Aleph. Says im, I'm in the Devar Halacha. Yeah, im hiniach haneros liad kosel habayis lamat michaf amo ubetoch chatzisha higbiem lamala me'asrim amo. So you let it under below 20 amos, and then within that half hour that you were that's required to burn, you would lift them above 20 amos, meaning outside of the we'll call it the kosher height. Dino kikiva b'mezid. It has the halacha of like actually physically extinguishing the candles on purpose because you took it out of. You know, Mali, would I physically blow out the candle? Mali, would I move it to a location I'm not Yotze? So he calls that's called Kiva Bemezid.
I thought we said it was okay, though, to have it above 20.
We're talking about a regular case, not in like an apartment. In a normal case, it's not. Like if I make a huge menorah in an apartment, there's a ritva he's going to quote that's going to be Matztek the Minhag, because we'll see why that'd be okay. But if a regular house, it can't be more than 20 amos.
So it cannot be.
Right, those are the three things. Again, a sukkah can't be more than 20 amos. The beam across for an Eruv can't be more than 20, and a Chanukah menorah cannot be more than 20 amos high. The one talks about Lo Shal Dol'in, you don't recognize it, you don't notice it. That's the and for all three we would need that. Okay, so let's okay. Vav Gova Hanir, how high? Kol Shi'uri Hagova. All these things are talking about the height of the Ner Chanukah. Al Hashal Heves Nemru. It's talking on the flame itself, velo al haMenorah, not on the menorah itself, where the actual flames are, but not on the we'll call it the menorah, the Chanukiah. What's holding the candles up? What's holding the oil up? Ha Hidlik Lamala Me'asrim Amos. So now, if you would light above 20 amos. Okay, I skipped something. I want to go back to. Maybe we'll come back to. Afal pi shakoyse metzura mechuyah. Even though there's like pictures and drawings and illustrations on the wall, which would help in a certain example, like the more talked about Irvin, that if it's going to cause you to notice it, that you're going to realize that you're being enclosed, that would help. Nira she'ein halakasok shir. It would appear, he says, that the lighting would still not be good. I actually wanted to go back. I see him now in Yud Beis. Maybe we should go back for a second. This is an important point over here about what you were asking, Michael. Okay. They argue. Right? Why is it pasul if it's over 20 amos? So again, 20 amos, you take your different measurements of what an ama is, between a foot and a half to 2 feet would be somewhere between 30 to 40 feet high. And you'd have a menorah 30 to 40 feet high. Have a rak bekoisel habayis stam. That's when regular walls in the house. Aba bebayis gavoa mahani halik lahalik bechalon. If you have a high house, right, that would work. Af imhu gavoa me esrim mishum de bedidei ma'asha misharin hoya velo efshale ela behalchi. So in other words, this is the kata for apartment buildings.
Right.
You live there, right?
On the 30th floor.
There you go. That's that. Right. Okay. There you have it. Yeah, there's one point that's from the Ritva. I actually saw something interesting. He quotes later on at the bottom of footnote 22. So if you look at the bottom, I don't want to read the whole footnote, but you see the three lines from the bottom of the Orchos Halacha. He says, "Kenira shela'acher shenidvesu chidushi haRitva chozur lahoros kedvarov." So after this was printed, then he started passing like that. This Ritva. That would be the heter for lighting in, you're in Manhattan. You got to think about that for a second. Well, who sees that?
When people in the windows.
The people across, right? The people who are, yeah. L'chor should be no worse than a person who is lighting on their own dining room table, right? Because the Iker Pesumim Nis is inside. Okay, that was Zion. Ches. Okay, talking about yeshivas. The B'nai yeshivas, where should they light? He has a whole. They quote here his whole seder. What's the order? What's the hierarchy? I should say.
Do you light in your dorm room?
There it is. Good.
Or in the dining room.
Menachem, right? you were mechavi. Yeah. What we're going to do right now. Yeah. Bachrim hagarim be yeshiva. They live in the yeshiva. Ikr malkom hadalkasam hu bechalon hacheder sheshenim.
Where
are we going to? We're on Ches. To the next page. The top.
We just did.
Okay. Did I skip? No, yeah. It's part of Ches. Okay, so Bachrim who live in the yeshiva, Ikum Bachrim Hadokasam who bechalun hacheder shishenim bo. They should light in the room that they're sleeping, right? Imachalom betoch esrim amma. If it's been 20 amas. Oh, but Pesach binyan hapanimi, the inner, like the lobby we'll call it. But yeavid yadliku lefi. Haseder del Holland. So Binyev, they should light in the following manner. So it says Aleph, Becheder Ha'ochel. And you lead in the dining room, the cafeteria. Beis Pesach Shebein Acheder Leproiz Dor Hapnimi. In the hallway that's between the inner rooms, right? Bechalon Shebechadorim Im Hu Lamala Michafama. Then you light in the window in your room if it's above 20 amos. Ve'im Lav Rishoyim Lahalik Bechol Mokom. So if they count in any of these places, they could technically light any place in the yeshiva. So it explains all these why this is the Seder and why you can light anywhere technically in there.
What if it has multiple buildings?
Oh, he has it also? Oh, yeah. Wow, here you go. Yeah. Okay, 29. Let's see where he speaks this out. This is the same thing you passed when it came to lighting candles, Shabbos. Shememokom hadlokosam lechatchila hu becheder hayishena. Really, the best place to light is in the room where you're sleeping. Roshoy gam levorich ach yakpid lehinos me orom b'shabbos. Right, so you make a bracha there, and you should be makpid to get hana from the candles during some point in Shabbos. Bevad shehanholos hayeshiva matirazois. Right, provided you have permission to light there. If you're not allowed to light there, then you should not light there.
Afraid of fire hazard.
Correct. Right. So yeah, he actually Menachem, you're on fire. No pun intended. Aleph. Ein reshus b'shum ponim lahadlik neros bechador michutz lecheder ha'oichel shel yeshiva. This was the takana from the yeshiva mishum chashash sreifa. You cannot light just anywhere you want, right? I remember once had a guest for it had to have been a yom tov, and after the meal we walked this person out, and then I noticed like they were carrying a tea light. What happened? Where did you get tea light from? Didn't walk out the house. No, it's also empty. He goes, "Oh, I just left it by the side of your house." The person smoked cigarettes and wanted a cigarette, so they had a little tea light lit by the side of my house. The entire since it's extremely dangerous, don't leave a live fire right by that. What if like a wind would have come in and blown it over? Next time you want to, whatever, I'm not advocating smoking, but the person had a little tea light so they could have a cigarette after the meal. That's totally improper. Should you know, not smoking is not right, but if the person's going to, you should at least bring the, you know, you don't just light wherever you want. Leave a fire, a freestanding fire outside in case you want to have a cancer stick after your Sudas Yom Tov. Okay, Beis. Kol ha-bochrim, tamini yeshiva, mikol ha-pnimim, pnimios, yucholim lahadlik becheder sha-ochel shal yeshiva. So the second thing is that they could light is in the, what's it called? In the dining room where they're all eating. Gimel, ledarmi pnimios, shemichutz lebinyin ha-yeshiva, right? Odif lahadlik liyad ha-chadrehem, v'ze yitochin rak in yesh lehem bayis, Mugan Heta Bilvad, Umutter Lahem Laslas came Betanoi Ze Bilvad, which to call Yeshiva, Kanavke, Beim Ein F Sharut Lakach, Hem Yechon Lahali Kemimer Bechir Ha'ochel. If they can't light in their room, or there they would light in the Chir Ochel. Dalid, Kulam Oichlim Bemokum Haragil, Vein Tzorich Vein Heta Lashanos Mizeh. Everyone should eat in the regular place. And they shouldn't change it, and they have no permission to change it and like make that their new location for where they're going to be lighting now. And he writes in parentheses that is bezeh mishum tikanas ha yeshiva. Okay, they don't want everyone like you know becoming hefker and eating in different places on Chanukah. Hey, bnei yeshiva hashohim kol hayom biyeshiva. They're there the whole day. Vesodim sham orchos. And they eat their meals there. Ach belaili yeshenim bevezim. But they go home to sleep. I mean, he writes they're there till like 10 o'clock at night, and then they go home. They can light in either one of the two places, either in the yeshiva or at home. Therefore, technically speaking, it would be better to light at their home. Since we cause bittul Torah for them to go home, right, and then come back, so then you should just, they should light, since they could, right, it's better they should light in yeshiva.
As opposed to just lighting when they go home.
Right. Because you want to get the right zman. That's the point. Last one is vav. Gam l'nohagim l'halik b'tzeis ha-kochavim. Those are the minigas they light at tzeis ha-kochavim. Im yesh lehem minyan kavua b'zman ma'uchar yoter. If they have a set minyan to go to at night, they go to an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock minyan. Eim b'zeh she'ele shal toder koidim. It's no problem with toder she'ein and toder koidim. D'yechol l'halik ha-neirois miyad b'zmano l'hespal al-achichach b'marib ha-b'yeshiva kirogil. So then there's no problem. They can light and then they'll daven at the regular marav they normally have. L'fikach, therefore, kol b'nei yeshiva she'yichyu mispalvim sham b'yomim elu arviz b'yeshiva k'bishar yomos hashana. Right? So then they should daven the regular deal they do the rest of the year. Ad kan lashon horos. Those are the instructions from Shlomo Zalman Orbach.
I don't understand what their last point is. Yeah.
That you could light. You wouldn't have to go daven. You know, Torah Shein and Torah mean you should daven Marer before you light. He says, no, if you have a set min you go to, then there's no problem. There's no violation of Torah by lighting your Chanukah Neros first. And then, right, first, and then, what's it called?
Because they're different zmanim.
If you're
davening at 8 o'clock and
no, but you would think, but right, technically speaking, once it's the appropriate time for the Marer, once it's 6 o'clock, I should be davening. I have to. I'll give you a mashal tonight. Tonight, you're going to get home. It'll be after Tzitzel Kochavim. So what comes first, Kiddush or Kriyashma? So the post can point out, one should really say, if it's after Tzitzel Kochavim, I have two mitzvahs in front of me now. The Zman for Kriyashma is now, and the Zman for Kiddush is now. But Torah Sheinu Torah, I should say all three paragraphs of Shema before I make Kiddush, if it's after Tzitzel Kochavim. Because of Torah Sheinu Torah, whatever I do more frequently. Now obviously we say Shema more often than we say Kiddush.
Oh, I thought my understanding was you're supposed to make Kiddush at the first possible opportunity.
That's true as well. You're not supposed to, you know, battle around and hack and schmooze a little bit. You're supposed to make Kiddush right away when people get home. That people don't know that. They say they schmooze a little bit. How you doing? How's your way? Yeah. Really, the proper thing is to make Kiddush right away. That's true. But in terms of my hierarchy, if it's after Tzeis.
First, then it's not,
if it's after Tzeis, then I could say Kiddush right away.
We think Shalom Aleichem.
That's part of Kiddush. Although Chafetz Chaim didn't, by the way. The Chafetz Chaim, I think they say, the Maisa, I don't know if it was one time only.
If
he had a guest, right, he'd make Kiddush right away because I was hungry, and then he'd sing the Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayal during the Seudah. All right, with that, good Nerv Shabbos.